Amaze your friends and colleagues with the simple movie physics highlighted in this review of the film, Wurt Wunderstone, by NSD reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff.
Listen to me, Bert.
Nobody likes you. Nobody will ever like you.
Welcome to the amazing world of magic.
Wow.
Everyone loves
I wonder how many kids have received a magic set as a gift and been disappointed to learn that magic is actually sleight of hand and or specially made props. I know it was a surprise to me when I learned that it took hard work and practice to be adept at performing even simple magic tricks. The incredible Bert Wunderstone kicks off with nerdy Albert being given a magic set for his 10th birthday, all the way back in 1982, and becoming friends with another social outcast named Anton. They begin to work together, creating new tricks and developing a magical friendship that lasts into adulthood. The film then jumps to the present day, when the incredible Bert Wunderstone and Anton Marvelton are performing their act in Las Vegas for about the 10,000th time. Wunderstone, played by Steve Carell, is overly tanned and overly full of himself, while Marvelton, Steve Buscemi, is tired of playing second fiddle to Bert. Though they are the headline entertainers at a Vegas casino, they have not added or changed any part of the act in years. They start to lose ticket sales when street magician Steve Gray, played by Jim Carrey, shows up in Las Vegas and performs spectacularly shocking tricks for his internet webisodes. Steve Gray seemed to be based, loosely at least, on David Blaine, the magician and endurance performer who's been buried alive, encased in ice, and lived in a plastic box hanging over the Thames for 44 days. The plastic box stunt is replicated in Bert Wunderstone, but Bert and Anton call it the hot box since it's hanging in the Las Vegas sun. Most of Steve Gray's stunts involve injuring himself, cutting a card out of his skin, driving a nail with his forehead, or placing his arm over burning candles. His most interesting stunt, at least for science teachers, is his plan to spend the night lying on a bed of hot coals.
I'm sure you've seen people walk on red hot coals, but I doubt you've seen anyone spend the night on red hot coals.
This could be seen as a combination of two demonstrations that physics teachers occasionally do, lying on a bed of nails and walking across hot coals. Both are very dramatic, and when done properly, they are relatively safe. The key to the bed of nails demonstration is to have many, many nails in the bed, so the fraction of the person's weight on any one nail is small enough that the nail does not break the skin. This is a case where more is definitely better. Walking on hot coals is a bit more complicated, but is still based on simple physics. The key feature of this demonstration is to use coals that have burned for quite a while and have a relatively thick layer of ash surrounding the actively glowing part of the fire. The ash layer is not very dense, and it includes quite a bit of air, so it serves to insulate the firewalker's feet from the high-temperature coals. This demonstration is often done at night, so the glow of the fire makes the ash layer very hard to see. The thermal conductivity of the materials is important, not just the temperature. Here's another way to think about it. If an oven is 400 degrees Fahrenheit, you can reach inside and touch the air without any harm to your hand. Air is a poor conductor of heat, so it doesn't transfer much energy to your hand and you're not burned. If there's a loaf of bread in the oven, you might be able to touch the crust briefly without injury. If you even brush the metal rack with your finger, though, you'll almost certainly be burned. Metal is a very good conductor, so it transfers a great deal of energy into your hand very quickly and causes a burn. The bread is in between air and metal in conductivity, and therefore has a moderate potential to burn you. Now, I do not recommend attempting to walk on coals. Mythbusters Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman gave it a try a few years back, and Adam ended up with some minor burns on his feet. Also, Steve Gray's attempt to lie down on the coals is very different from taking a brisk walk across a bed of coals. He would be in close contact with the coals long enough to be cooked, not just burned. Physical science teachers who want a silly way to introduce thermal conductivity could use scenes from The Incredible Bert Wunderstone. Also, you should note, the film is rated PG-13 for sexual content, dangerous stunts, a drug-related incident, and language, so consult your school or district policies on films with this rating.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
So this is where old entertainers go to die.
Mm-hmm. And some not so old.
May I see that for a minute?
Watch this. What have you done?
I'm a magician. Should have explained that to you earlier.